Anna Russell, who made a career of lampooning the world of opera and classical music, died last Wednesday at the age of 94. Classically trained by some fine teachers, including Rayfon Williams, Ms. Russell soon realized she did not have the natural talent to make a career in opera, but she did have a well-honed comedic sense and was soon using it to make exquisite fun of Art Song, Gilbert and Sullivan, Richard Wagner, and all manner of pompous and vain performers. New York Times critic Carol C. Schoenberg once wrote, "Her parodies are so close to the truth that sometimes they have forever ruined the real thing for some listeners." We dug through our archives and found an interview with Anna Russell from 1976. She was interviewed by John Rozak, who asked about her early days.
I was put on the piano at the age of about five, and I had to learn sort of, you know, harmony and counterpoint, and I was always being exposed to good, great music. And then when I went to the Royal College of Music, I studied with Dr. Vaughan Williams, composition. I'm quite good at it, except I always write other people's music. I'm terribly good at writing other people's music. It's practically indistinguishable. In fact, the fact that Father used to play a Gilbert and Sullivan opera every time somebody came to dinner, I can write Gilbert and Sullivan. In fact, the one that's on my record, it isn't Gilbert and Sullivan at all, but everybody thinks it is.
It's you, isn't it?
Yes.
I only had a very rudimentary education. My success is due entirely to my great determination. Once I nearly went to prison for a shady operation, but I undermined the jury and they changed their tune. I started as a gangster with a power so despotic the police became dogmatic and the going too chaotic that I made a lot of money on a very nice narcotic. I'm that fabulous phenomenon, the great tycoon. His amazing generosity is really quite hysterical, this extroverted psychopath, the great tycoon.
Now, with all this grand opera training and all this great tradition and your composition studies, alas, what happened?
Well, alas, I didn't have the voice. Because really all you need to be an opera singer is a great voice. And I once, when I was being... Because when I went into comedy, first of all, it was with a little bit of resentment and bitchery. And as I remark, which I think is true, you're better off with resonance where your brains ought to be. And the rest can be fed into you unless you're retarded. And I've known a lot of quite successful singers who are quite retarded. Because I knew all the rest of it, but I hadn't got the actual thing that was necessary.
Well, you do have, I think, the great humor and a great insight into what essentially are absurd stories.
Well, a lot of it is absurd if you really look at it from the outside.
But the singing, of course, makes it so grand and worthwhile nonetheless. Don't you
yes,
agree?
I would love to be able to do it. Oh, in my next incarnation, I hope I've got a lovely voice and no brains.
It's interesting to note that leader singers never seem to manage to learn the words of the lead, but carry them on the platform written in a little book.
Comedian Anna Russell. She died last Wednesday at the age of 94.